Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I don't understand. You look just like the man in the picture by our bed. The suspense is pounding and clouding up my head. I'm checking your clothes, and you wear the same size shoe. You sleep in a spot, mm-hmm. and you're driving this car, mm-hmm. but I don't know just who you are. Y'all thought I was going to, but I'm not playing myself like that.
There's a stranger
in my house, and it took how long?
A while to figure out. Because there is no way you could be who you say
who you
that
say
you are.
You are.
You've got to be someone else. That's it.
Because he wouldn't touch me like that. And he wouldn't treat me like you do. He would adore me. He wouldn't ignore
oh,
me.
Lord.
So I'm convinced there's a stranger in my house. Woo!
Listen. I mean, Jay stayed. She stayed in one key. She didn't change one time.
Oh, Ty, give me some air horns, my nigga.
High five.
Yes, thank you, sis.
I want to celebrate you. We have to give you your flowers while
Yo,
you are living.
Yo, that is a first. Yo, thank you. Thank
You're
you very
welcome.
Much.
You are
I'd like
very
to thank
welcome.
My ancestors and everybody else associated.
Less in celebration of Black History Month, we want to thank you for, you know, honoring, you know, proper tone. And
thank you very much. I'm trying over here.
You know, hearing, you know, it's just, whew, what a gift.
Thank
Praise
you.
The Lord, mm-hmm. niggas.
Praise the Lord, niggas.
We are we are excited to be back and celebrating Barack Obama Day.
Yes,
you know, the only president that matters, and
acknowledge.
Yes, so I hope that those of us who had the opportunity to kind of stay home today, I hope we enjoyed our long weekends, and we're ready, mm-hmm. you know, this Tuesday to get back into the swing of things.
How are you, sis?
You know, I'm doing okay. I am took some time this weekend to just kind of like recalibrate, get myself reset. I had a long week. You know, I'll just do this now for the good of the order. We want to dedicate this
yep.
show to our friend Curtis, known yes. to most of you as at Trill Ificent.
Formerly known as
Coon
Loaf.
Absolutely. My cousin Curtis, we were both shocked. Literally,
yeah.
To learn of his untimely tragic passing, because he is family to
he
this
is
show,
absolutely like legit sure. cousins,
like legit cousins. So we want to celebrate his life and all of the love that he showed us, and we want to mm-hmm. honor him with this show and future shows, just honor his life, his legacy, you know, and celebrate him. So we want to do this show in his honor today, and I think that he would be pleased with what we have
he
prepared.
Absolutely would, because Curtis
yes,
was
indeed.
Curtis was getting busy with his podcasting
all the way.
You know, you can also honor him by, especially if you are a part or an ally of the LGBTQIA plus community. Curtis was a part of the community, and was a huge advocate for the community.
Absolutely.
And he started his own podcast network. Mm-hmm. He had a podcast called The Gay Side Stories. So definitely we want to honor him. Go and check out his work. And, you know, we love Curtis, so we want to keep the... And Curtis is fun, okay? Very clear here.
A good black time. Always a good African-American time with my cousin Curtis.
Every time.
I mean, that's why we called, like, when I met him, he just felt like family. So we just... started calling one another cousin. It just felt so natural. It just felt like, that's my cousin Curtis. You know, we
I'm gonna tell
him.
Y'all how fun Curtis was. Curtis named his cat Nigga Cat. That was the cat's name. Okay,
our kind of foolish carrying on.
It really is very foolish, but we absolutely love you, Curtis, and this show is dedicated to you. And you know, we spent a portion of time definitely grieving, but we want to make sure that we celebrate you and in the way that we know you would want to be.
Absolutely.
So this is going to be a very lighthearted and fun episode of Getting Grown in honor of Curtis,
because I needed it. I mean, I was saying in terms of, like, you know, last week Curtis is the third person in my group of friends who has passed very tragically and suddenly. In the last 3-4 months, I lost my friend Shalonda. I don't know if you guys remember, but we dedicated a show to her back around Thanksgiving time. I lost my friend James Parker. We also dedicated the show to him a couple of weeks ago, and now Curtis. So I literally was triggered after hearing about Curtis's passing, and needed some time, you know, to just really think about life. And get myself, you know, back in, and you know, just deal with it. You know, you want to create space in your life to process these things when they happen.
Yeah.
And I just really needed to take some time to give myself that. So I took that time this weekend. Literally, did not leave my house on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And you know. Kind of inched my way back out and, you know, spent some time with some people that I love yesterday, and, you know, just really trying to get myself back into a rhythm so we can hit the ground running for the work week. So I'm doing okay. I'm grateful for life, and I'm just conscious of, you know, how much of a gift it is to just be here. So I don't have any complaints other than you know, I don't have any complaints, period. And I'm just grateful for this show, grateful for, you know, being able to spend time around the kitchen table with you blacks and other coloreds. And we're just going to love on each other for the next few minutes or so. How are you doing, sis?
I'm doing about the same as you. It was a rough week. You know, it was a really rough week. That really hit really hard. But I'm very grateful for life, and I think between, you know, Curtis's untimely passing, and then even though we didn't know them personally, those who were affected or who were killed in the helicopter crash, that kind of shook me up a little bit as well. You know, I'm still mourning Nipsey. Like, I don't really care who feels any kind of way about it, if you think it's foolish. But that hit personally for me. That really hit me in my heart. So, you know, and then I've got family members who are not doing well, and, you know, things like that that are. So I'm really grateful for life, and I'm really trying to make sure that I embrace everybody who I love, make sure that they know that I love them, and just, you know, live the gift that I was given. You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of how I'm looking at it.
Absolutes.
So, but with that being said, since we said we were going to keep this lighthearted, we're going to keep this lighthearted and we're going to move right on into our trash.
Let's do it.
A clean up woman is a woman. So I wanted to start the trash off with some wonderful, beautiful, positive news that warmed my heart.
Yes, please.
We want to welcome Zaya Wade. Okay, she has made her appearance into this world. She has announced herself.
And hey, niece.
The way that this child articulates herself.
She's been here before.
She's been here in her flawless golf attire, okay?
And the
my girl had an entire
the scrunchie
fit.
On her wrist. I was like,
everything.
Get into this.
Get into the polo shirt. Get into that. Get into the fit.
After I watched the video, I said, well, there's just nothing left to be said. I mean,
there really isn't.
That's it. And period.
She read you girls down. And so, you know, we're not even going to focus on the negative comments because y'all don't matter. Your mothers didn't hug you properly. Your grandmothers or whoever was in your life did not hug you the way that you needed to be. So we're not even going to address y'all. This is for Zaya. And
hey,
this
niece.
Is also for Zaya's parents.
Hey, niece.
Because this is an example of how we are supposed to show up and love our children unconditionally.
Show you're right.
Unconditionally. We support our children and we love our children. And as long as our children are not doing anything to harm themselves, we are supposed to stand behind them and support who they become as people, because they are individuals and they have their own things that they face. And our job is to help them to become wonderful humans, but also to support them.
And if I may,
please,
for just a moment,
please,
I would just like to just present for your consideration, for any of you who may be struggling with, you know, this particular, you know, I don't even know this with Zaya or with anything surrounding
news.
Zaya's news. Right. I think that this, I want to just offer for your consideration that this would be an ideal, optimal, even opportunity for you to build the muscle of minding your business. I think that oftentimes life will present us situations that are literally by design for us to really sit with and think about the criteria by which we determine what is our business and what is not. So if you are struggling and with your opinions and whether or not to share them, I want to offer to you, sir, you, ma'am, that this is none of your concern. I mean, Zaya is not your child. She is not in any way related to you. You are not responsible for her in any way, shape, form, or fashion. So how you feel about who she is and how she is really none of her business. And therefore, therefore inconsequential. So why don't you just keep it unto yourself. That's it. I think that the Lord just gave us, a scenario by which we might be able to say, you know what, this is not my business. You know what I'm saying? And I am going to take my time and figure out what I need to do to get through this on my own. But let me not, you know, just purge my whatever I'm dealing with on the inside of me into this, because it's not my bag to carry. It's not, you know, however I might be dealing with it, that's literally between me and the God that I serve. So
amen.
I just wanted to offer that for your thoughts and for your consideration. If this is something that is keeping you up at night, I want to let you know that it shouldn't. It's not your
business.
You're
not paying her private school
funds.
It is not.
It is just not.
You can't even afford her golf shoes.
It's not. It's just not. For all of you have really just been up in arms about it. I want to admonish you to just remember that it is your bills that you are responsible for, and not Zaya. Thank you for your time.
And your baby's pamper needs to be changed right now.
I mean, there's just so many other things that we could be worried about. Am I registered to vote? Have I filed my taxes?
Have a payment plan to set up for your cell phone? Things.
You know, I need to get a payment adjustment. I need to get on a schedule for my cable bill.
Vision's finna get cut off.
Absolutely. I've got parking tickets I need to pay. You know what I'm saying? There's probably rotten asparagus in your refrigerator. You've got other things to concern yourself with. Besides whether
all
or not
all those onions in your basket are
you know
not
what
good.
I'm saying? Like, go through your potatoes and take out all the nasty ones. These are the things that this is your business. That right there is your business. All of this other stuff, you just could just get out of everybody's comments and mentions with how you feel, because we don't care. God bless you.
Because if you ain't got nothing nice to say,
just keep your trap
shut the fuck up.
That's it.
Moving right along.
Yes.
Which this may be super hypocritical, but whatever.
Oh, Lord.
Chaka Khan.
Oh.
Chaka Khan sang national anthem at the All-Star Game this weekend.
And not only did she sing it, but she sung it in 5 different keys.
She sounds like one episode of Getting Grown.
I mean, I was literally astounded. And literally left without words after watching it last night.
In
I was just
hell.
Like, I mean, it is really just a gift. And we ought to thank Chaka. I mean, I knew we were headed in a direction when she was doing this unaccompanied. I said, my Lord, I just don't know. I just don't know where we're going. And sure enough, she went and she took the stairs up and down all over the keyboard. She just sung wherever she wanted to sing. God bless her heart. You know,
in her bedazzled jersey
in
90.
Her bedazzled jersey evening. 90 with leggings and kitten heel
evening gloves.
Yes, kitten heel boots and evening gown gloves. Beautiful. Beautiful gown.
Beautiful gowns,
I love to
great
see it.
Dresses.
I mean, and that old hair was just blown out. You know how when you just blow dry your hair and just keep going?
Yes.
Go ahead, Chaka.
I'm giving you Chaka.
A legend. Miss Monster is not to be toyed with.
Which, yes. So we saw that, what we already knew.
Yes. Yes, we
Chaka
did.
Was Miss Monster.
And finally, Nick Cannon was released to say, I knew it from the beginning. With his niggery ass.
Right.
I was ready. I was like, thank you, Nick. The only person. We were been counting on you.
We were waiting on somebody, and somebody of color especially, to please just put it right on out there, because we all knew it.
I mean, it was.
In the vein of saying something nice, though.
Okay, yes.
Chaka's performance was still not worse than Fergie's.
I will absolutely co-sign that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I think that you are absolutely correct.
Yes. This Sunday, Drew Hill's Unsung is coming on.
Oh, and I will be primed and perched in front of my television.
I love to see it. I cannot wait. Did you watch any of the clips?
Mm-hmm.
So they had the clip about what Cisco sang about how he had no desire ever to sing in my bed. Which,
it
was a jam. It was a jam.
I mean, a tune, okay?
And a hit at that. It had a remix, my nigga.
I mean, because we loved to see it. And he had to get in compliance.
He hated it. He was like, I did not want to. He's like, I came in there. I heard the song. He was like, I didn't want to sing about getting cheated on. What kind of loser shit is this? And then it ended up being a super hit, because I remember, if I may not tell my age, that I went to the Budweiser Fest, and the Budweiser Fest featured Drew Hill, Ginuwine, Aaliyah, Mary J. Blige, and Bone Thugs and Harmony as the headliner.
Oh, boy.
And they sang In My Bed, and they brought a bed out on stage as a prop.
Word.
A big queen or king size bed that rolled right out on stage. And then, you know, they did a reenactment, and it was two ladies rolling around and so forth and so on. But I specifically remember that.
Let me
from
tell
the
you,
Budweiser Fest.
Drew Hill, the members of Drew Hill are in fact vocalists. I'm talking the originals.
Oh, Woody, absolutely.
Woody and Jazz and whatever.
Jazz?
Whatever Nokio decided to contribute. I mean, I guess we will acknowledge him. But They are not only vocalists, but I mean entertainers. If Drew Hill is going to be in concert in the D.C. area and I am available, I am in the function.
Oh, I'm there.
I mean, because the tunes just don't stop. I'm going today. And I'm telling you, Cisco, as much as we love to discuss, you know, all of the colorful commentary he's been able to give us throughout our lives, what we cannot deny is that the nigga sings.
Yeah! Yeah!
And he still got it. I'm telling you, I saw them in concert like 2 or 3 years ago, and them Tell Me Jump still have all the verve and vigor that they had in 1997. And I said, you know what? Cisco was grown when I was a child.
Yeah, he was.
So I know that,
is he
you know,
a vampire?
He ain't no baby.
He's a vampire. Because Cisco really hasn't aged a lot.
And I mean, he is still out here singing and will go toe-to-toe with your fave today. So, respect.
Cisco was in the studio with 50, and I'm hoping that we get a new power intro for the
spinoffs. I'm ready. It's because it can't be no worse than what Trey Songz tried to do.
You see how they switched that right on back to Joe. Like, what?
Didn't they get Trey out of here? They said, you know what? Move back.
They were like, y'all got the Mandela effect. It was never a Trey Songz. It was always Joe.
Who? I'm sorry, what?
So have you seen the One United Harriet Tubman debit card?
Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
And I am personally offended.
What are you more offended about? Is it the Wakanda Forever or what is it?
I don't know why they had to make Harriet look ashy.
They did make her look quite gray.
I felt like, why does she need to be gray? And like, I mean, we know, I mean, I don't believe that our ancestors walked around looking so dusty. Like, I don't know.
No,
like,
I mean, I understand. Like, shea butter came from somewhere. Like,
you know what I'm saying? I just feel like, I was like, why do we have to do Harriet
like
this?
We didn't just start moisturizing 20 years ago.
Now, we know that, you know, she might not have, you know, we don't want to air. She wasn't a beauty queen. We don't want to see her in lashes and a lace front. But I do believe that we can honor her a little bit better than this, you know, than the way that they set her up on that Dear debit card. I didn't appreciate it. I didn't. But, you know, I mean, that's probably vain.
What I did find out from the Read Live,
okay,
when they talked about it, is that shout out to our brother and sister. They celebrated 7 years past weekend.
So big. At the Apollo.
Apollo. Dun, 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 dun. So, so apparently the Wakanda Forever symbol is actually supposed to be love. I would have loved to see her with like a 380 in her hand. I want to see her as she was.
Gang, gang.
Glock, baby Glock. I'm just saying. but I guess we appreciate the sentiments. Anyway, Wendy Williams.
Wendell. Wendell Rutherford Buford Williams.
I
put that size 13 in her mouth yet again.
Oh, huh? Man. So, yes, for the people, that was me in the Wendy Williams audience a couple weeks ago.
All right. Feel it. Come on.
I don't know that.
How you doing? Shout it out.
So Santana is a huge Wendy Williams fan.
I was a Wendy Williams fan at one point. I really was excited when she
Radio
first
Days,
got the show. Yes.
You must acknowledge and give her respect, but that's not what this is about. I'm just saying I was there because Santana's a huge fan and that's my homie. And I was like, it's going to be a good time. And I didn't hate Wendy Williams, but I am very grateful that she didn't say this dumb shit while I was there because I don't know I'm like, well, I'm sorry. I know we're not supposed to get up in the middle of this, but I got to go because
she was
reckless, Pundy Mouth. So Wendy came out of her mouth and we all know Wendy is going through it right now and has been for a while, but her and her nigga broke up and, you know, we've seen her in our friend's merch break up with him and, you know, we all know about their very public, messy divorce.
And she's dealing with some things, for sure.
She's dealing with some things. However, that is not an excuse. It does not absolve you of what?
Responsibility.
She came out of her mouth, she's talking about Valentine's Day, and then she's talking about Galentine's Day. If you don't know what Galentine's Day is, just put your words together. It's when a bunch of really girlfriends get together for Valentine's. So I guess it's technically supposed to be the day before Valentine's, but I say you do it whenever you want.
Okay, yeah.
That's what they say.
I didn't know that it was like a day, a designated day. It was like, this is how you want to celebrate, what if?
I didn't either until this year.
Okay.
So she made a comment, you know, talking about, you know, and gay men, this don't apply. Like, don't y'all be acting like you know what this is or what, you know, something along those lines. Oh. Like, basically, if you don't have a period is what she said.
Wow.
Then this ain't for you.
I didn't know. I just know that she said, Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Then she added, and stop wearing our heels and dresses and whatever else.
Now, that's what I heard. So, I didn't know that it was all of this other.
Child, and it was so much, it's problematic for so many reasons. First and foremost, not all women have periods, okay? Not all women have periods. So that's also, I'm sure women who do have periods don't want to just be defined by their periods. But not all women have periods, so you are now excluding the trans community.
And
you're excluding
women who
have reproductive issues. You are excluding all of these different people, everybody who embodies what a woman is or who identifies as a woman. And then you was on the Pride float last year. You're supported by a huge gay audience. Let's just call it exactly what it is. You're supported by a huge gay audience, and you gonna come out your mouth and say some ignorant ass shit like stop wearing our dresses and heels? Are you serious? People wear whatever they want, first and foremost, because you've worn some things, miss, that you shouldn't have. And done a lot of things you shouldn't have done. Oh, and so, I don't know. I just feel like she misdirected her, whatever she was going through, at a community that don't deserve it.
Or she had nothing to say, so she should have said nothing.
Like, she should have said nothing at all.
I mean, what the hell is wrong with keeping your mouth shut?
Nothing. And I hope somebody got in that ass. But apparently they did, because
she made an apology. I mean, didn't really take responsibility to me. She was just kind of like, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry. You know, I love you guys, but.
Right. Yeah. She's like, anybody who knows me knows that I think the gay guys are fabulous. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that ain't it. And that's really like, and I feel like when people say stuff like that, you've been waiting to say stuff. I don't know. I just don't like it. And I think it's ignorant and it's nasty. And she wasn't right for that. And so I lost some respect there for her. Behind those comments.
I wanted to read a book and get a little educated. Especially, like, I just feel like we have a national platform. It is, the onus is on you. It behooves you to just, you know, be aware and conscious of the things that you say and what the implications of your words are. So,
because she really just, she shed on a whole bunch of different communities all at one time, actually.
You can't just flip off at the mouth. And I'm not saying, you know, hey, I recognize that I've said some things I didn't have no business saying and will probably do it again.
Absolutely. Yes.
But I'm just saying, I just feel like you have to be conscious of things like this. And to me, it just was real irresponsible of her to just kind of like, and then her apology to me did not reflect that she had done due diligence and really understanding, you know, why what she said was offensive to so many people.
Right. You can come back and be like, I hate you, you're a whore, or don't be doing this, and don't do this to me, and don't do this. Darling, you know I think you're fabulous. I'd be like, bitch, get out of my face. I don't have nothing to say to you behind this. So, speaking of apologies, Snoop.
Yeah?
I believe Snoop's wife and Snoop's mother got in that ass because he apologized to Gayle King. And I will say, his comments were the fuck wild, and I love Uncle Snoop, but they were the fuck wild. And then he came back with and reposted the Bill Cosby tweet, which we talked about all of that, and that is crazy. But he did come and he apologized. We didn't talk about his apology last week, right? No. We just talked about the actual incident.
And he did come back and say, I say what I said. So he made another video that, like, where he apologized since then.
Oh, no, his apology.
Okay.
Where he was like, I was raised better than that.
Oh, so I missed that. I need to watch that.
Oh, yeah, no. He had a full apology where he was like, you know, I said things that I shouldn't have said. And, you know, I said them out of anger, but that doesn't make it right. And he did say two wrongs don't make it right. But he was like, that doesn't make it right. And, you know, I was raised better than that. So I apologize for calling you out your name. And, like, I thought it was a very complete apology.
Okay.
Now, again, we go back to, as Kia always says, this does not absolve you
from
what you've done. However, at least he acknowledged.
Yeah, I will always respect an apology, like a good decent one. I just feel like, yeah,
that's it.
I feel like now, as long as he take responsibility, which it sounds like he did, because I've not heard it yet, but I'm with it.
I thought it was a complete apology.
Folks are not in agreement, is what you're saying?
I actually don't know. I don't think I've read the comments behind it, because I just looked at it and was like, okay, well, this looks like a complete apology to me. Not also, like, personally, on a personal level, you can't come. You can apologize to me if you want to, but if you call me a dog head ass bitch, then I'm gonna be like
what?
Nigga,
and now the ball is in Gail's court. She can do what she wants with it.
I hear your apology, but you can get out of my face.
I feel like he did what he was supposed to do in terms of like apologizing.
And her reaction is not right. You know, she's well within her right.
He can't make her do nothing. And she has the right to decide how she wants to move forward. So, I mean, well, that's a nice, you know, we can just, okay, all right.
When you send the goons after somebody and then you apologize for doing so, you know, I respect it.
We gonna come get you.
And lastly, this is Vanessa Bryant has renamed the Mamba Sports Foundation to the Mamba and Mambacita Sports Foundation in honor of Kobe and Gigi. And so... I just thought I just wanted to put that out there, and we continue to send our prayers to all those affected in that horrible tragedy as well. It's just a bit of time. So, but with that being said, that is the trash this week.
For sure.
We can move right on over to our shout out.
My sister's popping right now. Like,
we got a listener shout out this week. And it's in the form of an email. She said, hey, Queens, Jade and Kia, my name's Kathy. I've been a loyal listener for 2 years. Thank you, Kathy. Hey,
Kathy.
You all have inspired, motivated, and uplifted people from the community to live their best lives. Aw. I'm a 37-year-old mother of 3 beautiful girls and a wife married for 10 whole years.
Whew. Wow.
As a first-generation college grad, I started working in corporate America back in 2015, fresh out of college, making good money. With working 2 jobs and living a full life. I've always dreamed expanding my home business, but didn't think I could give myself permission because of fear. Earlier last year, I was terminated from my job for reasons I've yet to have explained. I approached my boss in HR to get clarification on why I was terminated, and they were unable to provide. She was an at-will employee. So to add insult to injury, my sorrow was my boss, and she treated me like crap and lied to the department. Oh my God. Jeez. Sounds like an honesty box. Stating that I left the company voluntarily to start my own business. This was far from the truth. Because of these actions, I didn't even have the opportunity to say farewell to my colleagues, leave my place of employment on good terms, which could impact future employment, or collect unemployment benefits. I felt stabbed in the back. Going through this experience had taken a toll on my mental health, and I was depressed. But after I continued to listen to my therapist and y'all on giving myself permission to go out on faith, I did, and I haven't looked back since. I went out on faith and took my savings and money from my 401k to open a lease.
Wow.
I moved my business out of my home and into a suite. Today marks 9 months since I've stepped out on faith with expanding my business, A Lot of Locks Hair Suite, LLC, located in Southfield, Michigan. And I just launched my first ebook, Intro to Starter Locks, A Beginner's Guide, available now on lulu.com or my website, alotoflocks.com.
Nice.
I want to give sincere thanks and gratitude for all that you queens do. Love and peace, Kathy. So we wanted to shout out Kathy and give a little bit about her backstory because it's always inspiring. And if you are in the Southfield, Michigan area, I don't know if that's close to Detroit or where it is, right. But if you're anywhere near there, then you know that you're near there. And if you have locks, then you need to go see Kathy. And also, we'll be able to post all of her information in the description box, alotoflocks.com, and her link to her her ebook if you're trying to start locks. But I thought that was pretty dope. So yeah. We wanted to shout out Kathy this week.
Good stuff, Kathy. Very proud of you for, you know, handling life as it comes and turning it around. And I mean, it sounds like you're doing an amazing job and we're proud of you.
Absolutely. All right, let's move on to this kitchen table talk.
Ole.
Do it. Orate makes the jewelry you've always wanted but could never find, with pieces ranging from classic to statement to completely original. They offer beautiful designs, amazing quality, and ethically sourced pieces that you can wear every single day, all at affordable prices. Orate uses real gold, which means you can wear it and never have to take it off. Wear it while you shower, work out, sleep, cook, anything, which is exactly what I do. It's jewelry for life. And all Orate pieces come with a lifetime warranty because they know it lasts. Orate sells direct to you without the middleman markup, so they can offer the same quality as traditional Fifth Avenue brands, but at a fraction of the cost. Their jewelry is ethically made in New York City, and for every piece sold, a child in need receives a book to further their education. How lovely is that? So I got my Orate jewelry. I got a thick stackable twist gold ring, which is a 14 karat gold ring, and a midi gold bar anklet, which is also 14 karat, because I'm an auntie and I love my triple anklet club. I am a part. And, you know, I just love my gold and I wear it all the time. I wear my chains all the time. I never take those off. My earrings, a couple different rings. So I just needed some simple pieces that could go along with what I already have. And I absolutely love it. For 15% off your first Orate purchase, go to OrateNewYork.com/grown and use promo code GROWN. That's Orate, A-U-R-A-T-E, NewYork.com/grown and promo code GROWN for 15% off your first Orate purchase.
Hey, y'all. Back around the kitchen table to have a little fun this evening. We're going to play the Song Association game.
Hey,
and I'm nervous because I don't, you know, I love the music, but you know, I feel like I have a little music box that I stay within, and I don't really know all the current songs and things of that nature, but I'm gonna try, and I don't always think so quickly on my feet. Sometimes I gotta sit with things for a little while, but we're gonna play the game and see where it
and
takes
us. I smoke
us.
A lot, so this is gonna be fun.
So Jade, I don't know. I'm hoping that we don't have a lot of the same words, but even if we do, we'll see. Jade has put together a list of words that she's going to do me. I guess I don't know. She's going to say to me, and I'm gonna respond with the first song that comes to mind. And yes. I have a list of words for Jade, so. I don't know. Who goes first?
I'll go first since you're so nervous.
Okay. All right. Okay. So we're going to loosely give you, I feel like 10 seconds is unreasonable, but.
Man.
Okay. I feel like, okay. The buzzer is, I don't know. We'll just try not
to. We'll try to be reasonable.
We'll try to be reasonable. Yes, indeed. So, okay. So you ready, sis?
Yes.
Your first word is time.
Time after time. Time after time.
Okay. What is that? If you fall,
we'll find it.
Okay, yeah.
Time after time.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I will be waiting.
Do you know who sings that? Hold on.
Oh, damn.
I'm going to look it up. I don't know who sings it, but I... Hold on. Time After Time. That is by
Cyndi Lauper.
Okay. Outstanding. Okay. Your next word is life.
Life
by Casey and JoJo. Temperature yes. like 100 degrees.
Time is slipping away from me. So tell me, how did I get lost? Yes.
Okay. I'm a fan. I'm a fan of Casey and JoJo.
You want a ping pong? Let's ping pong.
Okay. Okay. So you
Let's
do.
Ping pong.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I'm scared.
Your first word is house.
Oh, man. I feel like you did Stranger in My House already. Okay. House. A house is not a home, but a room is not a house. And yes. A house is not a home. Luther Ronzoni Vandross.
Oh, my favorite auntie.
Yes, when I climb the stairs. Okay, okay.
Okay, your turn.
Okay. Hi.
Hi?
Hi. That's your word. H-I-G-H, not hi, like hello.
Okay. I get high like I wanna be. Yes, okay. I Get High by Styles P. Thank you very much.
Every day.
Hi. All right now.
Oh, okay.
Okay, my turn. Okay. Lover.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Hey.
I'm a lover.
And that's not even what I was thinking of.
I'm a lover, not a fighter. That's PJ Morton.
Yes, I love who we love.
We do. Shout that piano.
A Stevie protege.
Absolutes. Now, what? So Jade took this a step further, and she also guessed what songs I would guess or say.
Sorry, it's the Virgo with me.
So what did you think I was going to say?
Choosy love. Boy, I'm so proud of the Aaliyah or the Isley Brothers version.
Right. Or I was going to say, I mean, you know what I thought about as well. Distant lover.
Oh,
lover.
Oh, and also come live with me.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Okay. Okay. This has turned into a music episode.
I know. We're doing too much.
All right. Your turn.
Fantasy.
Every man has a place. And a heart, there's a place. And a heart has the kingdom of who he. Take a ride in the sky.
That's not where I thought you were going.
All your dreams will come true right away.
That's not where
Earth,
I thought
wind,
you were going.
Earth, wind, and fire.
That's not where I thought
you
were going.
What did you thought I was
going
to say?
I thought you were going
to. Oh, Ludacris?
Yes.
Duality is a thing. Yeah.
We can get you in the back seat, windows up. That's the way.
That's the way you like to up.
Okay,
ooh,
sorry.
Yes, we are birds as well.
Okay. Oh, my God. So embarrassing.
Okay, this can go in many directions.
Oh man, I'm squid.
Phone.
Man. Mr. Telephone Man. Hey. There's something wrong with my life. When I dial my baby's number. I watched it.
Click.
Yes. I watched a New Edition story today on BET Her. That's probably where that came from. But the first thing that came to mind was another PJ Morton song, but I just didn't want to do that.
So, fun fact.
Uh-huh.
I guess multiple songs, actually, for each word that I did.
Okay.
This is a Virgo. Mr. Telephone Man was the very first one that I put for phone. And then I also had Lady Gaga and Beyonce.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And Drake, Hotline Bling. Oh. But... I want to, in the vein of that, Mr. Telephone Man, I would just like to say to the young man, I saw a tweet that has circulated and has gained traction where a young man said that Bobby Brown had two hits and two hits only.
Oh, wait a second.
Young man, you should shut up.
Yeah. And that's all I want to say about that.
You just, yeah, I wouldn't.
I just, mm-mm. You can't even argue with people like that because they don't got no sense.
Oh, man, that's dumb.
No, I don't like it. Okay, your turn.
Happy.
And let's see what I'm about to say. Take a break. Because I'm happy.
Yes, Pharrell.
Okay. Yes.
I thought you were going to go auntie on me.
Which one?
How can I love somebody else?
I should have. That was the mom in me that just came out with that for
real. All I really want is for me to be happy.
Hey.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were.
Okay. Gold.
Oh, man. The first thing that came to mind was The Wiz.
Yes. That is not the first thing I thought of.
I've got to be seen in green.
Would it be caught dead?
In red? But yes, solid gold. I thought, well, that's the first thing that came. But I don't know. What you thought I was going to go? Jill Scott?
Trinidad James.
Ah!
I did have Jill Scott at first, and then Nikki was like, that's golden. I'm like, see, it's niggas like you that I don't like playing games with. Same thing.
That's a good one.
Okay, your turn.
Ashy.
Damn.
I know that this one is challenging, but I felt like if we think hard enough, we could come up with something. Ashy has got to be a lyric somewhere. No?
It's got to. Wait, hold on. Because I'm going to cheat. Like, I'm just saying it. Let me see. Let's see. Songs with the word ashy in them. I don't know if anybody has said ashy.
I don't either.
Let's see. Well, I'm just going to remix it then. And we're just going to do some solid. Solid as a rock. We're going to go Ashford and Simpson.
Oh, man.
Remix that right on up. Okay.
Okay.
Dance.
Whitney. I want to dance with somebody. I want to feel the heat with somebody. Yeah, I want to dance with somebody. Whip somebody who loves me.
Don't you want to dance? Mm. I also thought of ABBA. You can dance.
Yes.
You can dance. Having the time of your life.
Now, I could have went also like pop into and, you know, ventured into like, I hope you dance. I hope you dance.
Is that country? I forgot about this.
That song is really beautiful, actually.
Also,
I
pop.
Hope you dance.
Justin Timberlake. You can just dance.
Yeah. Yeah. What's from the Trolls? That's from the Trolls.
Yes. Mm, that's that was also my movie. More mom shit.
But yeah.
Do you have any? Oh, okay. It's your turn. Do you have another one?
Let me see. I think I might have exhausted my list. We did time fantasy.
I actually have like four more.
Yeah, I'm old. I had chicken.
Okay, so you're gonna play now. So I'm just gonna. Oh,
no, chicken. Yes,
chicken noodle soup.
Hey,
chicken noodle soup.
With a soda on the side. Little
chicken
mama.
Noodle soup. Hey. Okay. Oh, while I give it, you can think of another one, but I'm gonna give you one.
Okay.
Here.
Here and now, I vow to be one
with me. Number one '90s wedding song.
All I need.
Shut the fuck up. I thought of Here and Now was my first guess for you,
mm-hmm.
And then Stevie Wonder. Here we are.
Oh, I would have wept.
on earth together.
Okay. Do you have another one or not?
How about amazing.
It's so amazing to be loved.
Oh, it's just Luther's greatest hits.
You to the moon and the sky.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, free.
So, ain't no feeling like being free when your mind's made up and your heart's in the right place. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it. That was my joint.
I had that on
there.
Wait a minute.
That song was a time is of the essence, and it's much too short to waste another minute on you. That was a song, honey. I'm gonna have to listen to that before I go to bed.
Destiny's Child did. They got better.
Free was one of my favorite songs on that album. Like, legit.
No, that is one of the best songs on the album, hands down. That was my guess for you, actually. That and Free Yourself.
Oh, yes. Baby, you don't pay me no mind.
No mind.
Ooh,
you yes, act baby. Like you don't love me no more. And Denise Williams. Oh, I just got to be free. Free. Yes.
Oh, man.
And all you haters will see. Okay, sorry. That's
Oh,
okay.
Oh, Lord.
You got more or not?
I'll just randomly look for something around my home. Let me see. Okay, maybe not around my home. Let me just see. Ready
or not, here I come. You can't hide.
Okay.
Also,
Lauren.
Ready or not,
mm-hmm.
It's yours. I'll give you everything.
Yes, and more. Yes.
You got me more. You got to know it, baby.
I
got one for you.
Lyrics, yes.
Super.
Super?
Super.
I'm not your superwoman.
Mm-hmm. I knew it.
I'm not the kind of girl that you can let down and think that everything's okay. Boy, I am only human.
Listen, because Patty, Gladys, and Dion took Karen White's song away from her.
Did.
I mean, that's the
because it was a song.
Dion. Only Dion coming through with that cigarette rasp, you know, as only she could.
Tony. Okay. All right. Give me a rant. Think of something random.
Okay.
We'll do two more each.
Okay. Blue.
Dream of a land my soul is from. Do, 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 do. Afro blue.
We are so old.
Afro blue.
Oh my
I'm
God.
Blue. Da boo dee da boo da. Da boo dee da boo da.
This is like the auntiest sewing association I've ever heard in my life.
All right, let me think of one off my dome because I think I did all mine. Egg.
Egg
or eggs?
Two scrambled eggs. what is it?
Is it the way? Yes, that one.
You love.
Bum, bum, bum.
Or a T-bone steak, cheese, eggs,
and
Welch's
grape. Yeah.
Conversate for a few. Because in a few, we going to do.
All right,
okay.
I got one. Gangsta.
Okay. I can't deny it. I'm a fit rider. You don't wanna fuck. Wait, did they say gangsta in that song?
I don't know. Do they?
Maybe not. Oh, been lit most our lives, living in the gangsta
just paradise. Misfit and must I lie, living in the gangsta's tell me why.
I thought you were gonna go G Unit.
Oh, G Unit.
Hey,
but we ain't here. What? But you can get the drama funny. What? But.
It's going down.
Cause but. I'm around. But. 50 Cent. You know how I get down. What up?
What up, blood?
Yes.
What up, cuz?
What up, blood?
We don't play
what
that.
What up, gang?
We don't play that. We don't play that. G Unit.
G Unit.
Don't play around.
Like, what a bird. Oh my God.
Ooh, we are birds.
First
Ooh,
of all, I want you to New know that it's really embarrassing because I was out somewhere. Oh, I was in my hotel room and I was watching like the Insta stories. This was during, was it Grammy weekend? And they were having like parties and Fat Joe hosted a party and he was bringing people out on stage, and I'm literally sitting in this hotel room preparing my keynote for this conference, and he brought 50 out on the stage, and that's what 50 came out to. And you would have thought it was 2001. I was in that whole hotel room like, Junie, what?
We
what? I was like, you know, this is embarrassing because I feel
they say
like
I walk around like I got an S on my chest. Like it just comes out.
It just comes out
on my chest.
He's like, because I'm not the type to get rock for DWI. I mean, it just comes out of my face.
I'm the type to make you with the Coke price rise.
I mean, like, what the heck? I just feel like I'm going to be 90 years old and that song is going to come on. The same thing
and
happened.
We're going to do the same thing.
He bought Remy Ma out. And I was like, and she did Lean Back. I was like, listen, we don't play admissions in the bouncer zone. Check it said we walk around the metal detectors. And I'm like, Kia. You are delivering
matter.
The keynote. And
it
you are
matter.
In here turning into Remy Ma in two seconds flat. You got to do better.
Why? Because duality is a thing. Okay? Hello.
What a
keep
time.
Shouting out my girls. Oh, that was fun.
Good times.
That was big, big, big fun. We're going to have to do that again.
Yes. Just a little lighthearted show. Hope you guys
had
some fun. Let us know. I mean, if we missed some, if there were some songs that, you know, that seemed like gimmies and we didn't even think of them in terms of the words that we shared, let us know. Send us some tweets or write in the comments and just, you know, let us know, like, girl, you forgot Rainbow by blah, 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 blah. Like, just.
Oh, because you know they will. They love to do it.
They love to tell us about ourselves. So, yes,
they
please.
Love to do it.
Yes,
all right,
did.
Well, we're going to move on then. And this is a fun game for y'all to play with your friends. So who's Terrell Grimes?
Yeah,
that's
Grice,
who you,
Grice. I learned
Terrell
about him
Grice.
On Instagram. Oh no, I think I found him on Instagram, but started watching his YouTube videos. And he, you know, has all the singers come, and he does the song association game, and it's just a whole lot of fun, right? It's just so much fun. So I thought we would play it on the show.
No, that's really fun. We'll do this again when we need some upbeat, lighthearted moods. And now we're actually going to get to a good honesty box. So let's move along.
All right, then. Get mouth-watering seasonal recipes and pre-measured ingredients delivered right to your door with HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. They make cooking at home fun, easy, and affordable. HelloFresh cuts out stressful meal planning and prepping. So you can enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in just about 30 minutes or even 20 minutes with their quick recipe options. There's something for everyone, including low-calorie, vegetarian, family-friendly recipes every week. And they've got more five-star recipes than any other meal kit. So you'll get something delicious and can finally break out of your dinner rut. HelloFresh is designed to fit your lifestyle easily. Change your delivery days or food preferences and skip a week whenever you need to if you travel a lot like me. HelloFresh can also help you eat more sustainably. In fact, HelloFresh's carbon footprint is 25% lower than store-bought grocery-made meals. So I'm a big fan of HelloFresh. You guys know that I travel quite a bit for work. Most of the time I get back at the end of the weekend and I don't feel like going to the supermarket, but HelloFresh delivers everything I need right to my apartment door. Everything is already prepackaged and labeled. And like I said, it takes me literally 2 seconds to get everything situated and set up. I'm eating in less than a half hour. So My favorite recipe so far is the crispy mozzarella crusted chicken. It comes with everything that you need: buttery couscous and roasted broccoli. It's healthy. It's quick, and I don't have to feel guilty if I eat it after Orange Theory. So I'm a big, big fan. For a single girl like me, it's really clutch, clutch, clutch. So go to HelloFresh.com/grown10 and use code grown10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/grown10 and use the code grown10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping.
Honestly, truly.
Okay, so our honesty box is a little different this week. Okay. Because we have a two-part honesty box. We actually didn't get a chance to get to the first one, but she sent an update, so I thought it would be cool to do it that way this week. So the first one says, Dear Jade and Kia, hey family, let me start by saying that although I've never met you two, I love you guys like we're all kinfolk, because we are, and I appreciate you two for having the necessary conversations that we all need to hear, men and women. I'm listening to the episode now on daddy issues, and I feel everything that you all are saying about having daddy issues. As the child of a father who also has had addiction issues and also abandoned the family to go and be with another woman and help raise her children while leaving my mom by herself to raise me and my sister, the woman has 16 children. Did we read that?
I don't remember.
Maybe I did read it. The woman had 16 children when they met, and he gave her 3 more. Not hating on anyone else's reproductive rights, but yeah, 16? That still blows my mind. 16.
Sweet, holy God.
16. Anyway, I did get an opportunity, like Crystal did, to tell my father directly to his face that he wasn't shit and eventually cut him off. Okay. But my issue is more about the family connection and struggling with that after the fact. Namely, my great aunt, who's now in her 90s and has been attempting to connect with us. When my father left, her son, my beloved cousin, who has since passed on, stepped in and was the father figure I needed and cherished, while the rest of my father's families would get updates here and there about us through him. My mom had a birthday party in August and invited my great aunt to it. And while I was speaking with her, she said that I needed to come around and see her and come get her sometimes to spend time with her. Now, I totally understand that she wants to connect, and I get that she wants to know me and my son and my husband. However, while I understand the importance of family bonds, I cannot recall a time in my life growing up where there was ever an effort for her or any of the other family members from his side to come and get me or my sister. I think we did read this too. But that's okay, because we have an update. So just okay. For those who missed it, I'm conflicted because as an elder, I get the wanting to connect and all that jazz. But also I remember distinctly as a child wondering why none of them seemed to care about us or wanted to come and get us and spend time with us. I'm torn between wanting to go and see her and have an honest conversation, but also not wanting to engage at all. What should I do? And okay, so yes, we did read that. It came back to me as I was reading it. Now, here's the update. Hey, Jade and Kia, I just wanted to write in and give you guys a happy update.
Awesome.
That just happened yesterday.
Sweet.
In the previous letter, I shared with you all the issues that I was facing with my dad's side of the family and my great aunt wanting to connect. Since I wrote to you all in October, that's why we forgot. Okay, fair enough. I decided to finally go see her in December with my husband and son so that they can meet her. The visit was pleasant. We looked over old photos and talked, and it was just nice. But I still didn't feel comfortable getting to the root of the problem. Uh-huh. A part of me kind of started feeling like it would be better to just leave it alone because she's old. She'll be 95 in July and still got all her memory. Praise be. But I still wanted more. Praise be. You must watch Handmaid's Tale. Well, she likes to randomly call me back to check in. And yesterday when she called, she was giving me her usual spiel. And then it segued into her talking about my father and how she was embarrassed by him and his behavior. That was interesting to hear. And B, he was raised to know better. Also interesting, because my father's dad left him at the same age he left us. So, you know, cycles. And C, that she can't control what he did or does, but that we are all still family.
Amen.
I broke down and cried while on the phone because it was just like I needed someone to acknowledge how fucked up it all was, mm-hmm. instead of just mm-hmm. being this thing that colors all of our experiences, mm-hmm. but feels taboo to discuss. We talked for a little while and then made plans to visit again and create a family tree together so that I can learn more about my dad's family. There's still more to discuss. All cannot be solved in a 30-minute conversation, but this feels like a step in the right direction, and yes. I'm grateful. Here to generational healing and progress. Cheers, Tina Snow.
All right.
That's what we named her last time.
Yes. Now I remember very, very clearly. Yo, this is dope. I think.
Isn't it lovely?
That, you know, a lot of times, you know, things happen and it just is what it is, right? We cannot help the situations that we're born into. And, you know, we deal with our pain and, you know, having someone acknowledge it and just say, you know, listen, I recognize that you had to deal with a lot. And, you know, it wasn't my fault, but I'm sorry. And I want to do what I can to make things better. I think that's amazing. And I think that's not something that has happened to me personally yet. But this story gives me hope. So I want to thank you for, you know, trusting us to write in and share your experience and also, letting us know, you know, how things worked out. And I mean, dealing with these kinds of issues takes time, like just as much time, that it takes to ruin it. It takes that much time and more to fix it. So I'll commend you for taking steps forward in this very long process. And I think you and your children are going to be grateful. I mean, you know, are going to be for the better for this. So shout out to
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we just thought that would be beautiful to share this week. Instead of Kia and I, you know, we gave our two cents before, but it's really lovely when you guys send in updates, especially updates like that. We love to hear it. So
we love to see it.
I was like, okay. Yes, to Monique. So, let's move along to our Black woman self-care.
I deserve.
Okay. So it's Black woman self-care time. And we told you at the top of the episode that this was an episode that is dedicated to Curtis. For my Black woman self-care this week, our news hit hard and it really affected us as a friend community because we are family. Off air, this goes far beyond podcasting and far before podcasting. Mm-hmm. And so our good sis Nikki came up to do Crystal Jean's makeup for the Read Live. Shout out to NL Makeup.
Yes, indeed.
In Houston. And she was especially close to Curtis, especially. And so I was really tired and, you know, I knew we had a full weekend of activity. And, you know, when a lot of times when you're grieving, that hits your body hard too. You get you're tired. But for my Black woman self-care, I kind of stepped out aside of that and went and spent time with my sisters. And obviously we missed all those that couldn't be there. Kia was sorely missed and our other Nikki and, you know, Shariel and everybody, Mo. But it was nice to, even though I was tired, I was like, let me put that to the side and really focus on being around the people that I love. And something about that was a really healing space as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we were able, you know, we watched the Dion Cole stand up and
which
had our
is actually
moments.
Very funny.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
I watched it. I went to I'm sorry, I just barged right into it. But I think that it is a good segue into my self-care because I took time to go and spend time with baby Marley. Several times throughout the weekend, I mean, and last week as well. Actually, you know, I went to see my therapist last Tuesday and mm-hmm. She told me, she was just like, what are you about to do after you leave here? And I was like, oh, I'm going to go home, do this and that. And I said, I at once just kind of casually said to her, like, you know, I thought, cause you know, where I go, well, my therapist is not far from where Keisha lives. So I was like, I might pop over and, you know, see Keisha and the baby, for a little while. And she was like, you should definitely do that because, you know, babies have a way of just kind of like recentering us and keeping us grounded. Mm-hmm. So I actually got a chance to have some Marley time a couple of times last week. So that's what I am. You know, that's my self-care. And it just spent time with Keisha and Joseph, you know, my brother and sister, and then just sit down and, you know, not have to, you know, when you sometimes be around with people who, you know, close friends and family, spaces where there is no pressure mm-hmm. and you don't have to be anybody but you and mm-hmm. you can literally just sit there and, you know, just kind of feel, because, you know, I'm here, I don't have family here in this area And I spent a lot of time by myself between like working in my office and just living home alone. So any opportunity that I have to just kind of go and feel like, you know, I'm amongst family, it's, you know, something that I needed. And I couldn't make it to New York just because, you know, it was just a lot. And I, you know, financially and timing wise, it would have been a lot for me to try to make that happen. And I knew that I had some things I needed to take care of today. So I didn't want to be rushing and thinking about how to get back and all of that. So while I was really sad and that I was not able to make it to New York because I really had planned to be there, I was able to spend some time with, you know, baby Marley and her parents and Keisha's family. And I'm just grateful for them.
Did you sniff her neck?
Absolutely.
Oh, does it smell so good? Oh, I love a baby neck. Let me tell you, I love a baby
she's
neck.
She's just perfect. Like, she's really good. And she's growing. She's 2 weeks old and she's just already excelling.
Oh, they grow quick. They grow fast.
She's just really.
And I will say perfect. I was on the phone. So, fun fact. Keisha is our sis who we always talk about. And Marley is her new baby. So, shout out to her. And then her sister Kia is Noah's godmother. So we have it's just a beautiful little community over here. So Keisha sent me some pictures of the baby the other day and I was like, I can't wait. I'm coming this weekend because shout out to Team Typing Fast. If you haven't got your tickets, make sure you get them. It's coming this weekend on the 22nd. Is it sold out?
Not yet.
Okay. So there's a few tickets left.
Yes, there's a few tickets left.
It is this Saturday, the 22nd. So I said, when I come to town, I cannot wait to sniff baby Marley's neck.
She's good.
And just smell that good, delicious milk smell. Oh, babies are just, I just love them. I just love them. Yes.
So Marley is my black woman self-care.
Yes, I love it. That's a wonderful black woman self-care. Well, we can just go back to being trash again and move on to these petty peeves.
Okay.
And I want to be very responsible of the things I say to my sister. Because everybody know I can be real petty. P-E to the T-T-Y, honey.
Okay. So, you know, in my good trolling nature.
Oh, boy.
My petty peeve this week. So, Antoinette and I went to go get some pedicures, you know, at a hood shop. We was like, you know what? It's Sunday. We went ate real quick. We were like, we're not even going to go try to do nothing bougie. We're just going to run around to the clean hood spot that we know. So, we went and we were standing outside waiting for our Uber after. And this dude is walking down the street looking real sus. And he starts walking like backwards. Mm. I didn't see him because my back was to him. I saw him after the fact. But so Antoinette tells me, and he was, you know, he had some things going on. But Antoinette tells me, she's like, you know, just watch yourself real quick and step this way a little bit because he was eyeing my purse and my pockets.
Mm.
And, you know, we're not super paranoid. We're not the type to grab our purses and like hold, squeeze them, but we are cautious and aware. So
absolutely.
She's like, nah, watch that dude. She's like, watch that dude. Cause he ain't right. Well, this nigga heard her.
Really?
And it got mad. He's like, watch what? Watch what?
Young man.
So she goes, watch you. And so I was like, nigga, who are you yelling at? Like, walk down the street. So here goes my petty peeve. Well, no, let me finish the story. Then I'll tell you what the petty peeve is. So I was like, she was like, watch you. And he's like, that's why you two light-skinned, stuck-up ass bitches.
Lord have mercy.
So my petty peeve this week is, well, nigga, if you're going to try to take a dig at me, like, get creative. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to try to insult somebody or go at them, don't point out the obvious. Like, nigga, call me Sideshow Bob or something. You know what I'm saying? I got the big hair. Like, call me something like that. I'm too light-skinned, stuck up. It's tired. You're tired for that. Nobody even said nothing about that. So that's my petty peeve this week. In vain of continuing to keep it lighthearted. If you're going to insult somebody, do it well. Get creative with it. Get witty, niggas.
Or don't do anything at all.
Or don't do it. Or just shut up.
Don't do anything at all. Okay. This is very petty and really like insignificant. But like at the gas station, one thing that I really, really hate is that if I use my debit card, right, or if I use my card at the gas station and I put the card in and, you know, it tells me to go to the attendant. I don't.
Oh. Mm-mm.
Like, this is, these are extra mm-mm. steps that I did not ask for. Like, mm-mm. if I want, I don't want to talk to the attendant. I just want to get gas. And why do I have to talk to the attendant? Because especially, though, this happened to me this morning. And then I was extra mad because I went to the attendant. She was like, you know, is it a debit purchase? And I was like, no. So she was like, okay, so put the card in and put in and select yes to debit. And I'm like, but it's not debit. She's like, just do that. And then it, like, you know, the transaction went through and I was just like, nah, this is just dumb. Like, I was just irritated. I mean, I know it's probably for my own safety and security, but, you know, we're being petty. So I was annoyed that I had to spend extra time at the gas station. I had to talk to the attendant. I did not feel like talking to anybody. I just wanted to fill up my tank, going about my business.
Or when you do the debit card purchase and then you want a receipt and then it tells you to go to the attendant.
Like, girl, I don't want to walk over there.
Fill the paper. Complete the job.
It's so much. Y'all are just asking for way too much.
You really are. You really are. And we're tired.
We are.
That is another episode of Getting Grown.
We thank you so much for joining us. As you do week after week, we really appreciate you guys tuning in and for supporting Getting Grown as you do so well. Thank you guys for listening. And we will talk to you next week. Like Jay said, Teen Typing Fest, the Brunch Noir is happening this weekend. It's going to be amazing. We have three awesome panelists. We have Nikayla Matthews Okome, the Side Hustle Pro. We have Dr. Yes. Takesha Presson, who is a Black woman dentist and entrepreneur. She is the owner and operator of Dimples Dental Suite. She's been featured here on Getting Grown before as a part of our shout out. But she's going to come and share. And we have Dwanicia Evans, who is the chief of staff for Teach for America. She will be a part of the panel and it's going to be amazing. We're going to have awesome conversation about community as a tool, community as restorative practice for women of color, community as an act of resistance. And it's not just for any group of people. This is not targeted at academics. It's not targeted at just entrepreneurs. It's not targeted at industry professionals and industry. It is for absolutely everyone who is trying to figure out how to be Black in America, and trying to literally find success and capitalize their purpose and passion in spaces that are not designed for us to win. We're going to come together and literally learn from and lean on each other, and it's going to be beautiful. Everyone put on your flyest, most amazing Black brunch outfit. It's going to be lots of photos. The decor is going to be outstanding. The food is going to be next level. You don't want to miss it. I promise it's going to be dope. And I can't wait to see you all there.
Yes, I cannot wait to see you all too, because I'll be there, being there, doing something, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Jay will be our copious host. She will be leading us through our Black Girl Card Revoked icebreaker.
And I'm wearing sheer.
Oh my gosh. Come and see Jade in this illusion mesh. It's going to be a sight.
Yeah, it is. It's a whole lot of yellow under this black.
Thank y'all so much.
Yes. Mind your business, my niggas.
Moisturize your skin and drink your water, because why, sis?
Because your elbows and knees and black will crack if it's dry.
Don't do it. Don't do it. It's not worth it. All right. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.